Thank you for joining us for Life and Taxes with tax attorney Andrew Foster of Harvell & Collins Attorneys at Law. Call in now with your tax questions at 800-818-2255 or locally at 247-7282 or 353-4674.
Andrew Foster's in the studio. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Ben.
All right, what are we talking about today?
Well, Ben, we have a nice celebrity corner here edition of the program today. We haven't done one in a while. Mm-hmm. You know, our listeners in the past may have heard us speak of James Gandolfini, mm-hmm. Prince,
yeah.
Tom Clancy, mm-hmm. Alan Thicke. We've gone through several learning about how estate plans can go awry if you don't plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got one today that really caught my eye. It was actually a headline that I saw and I was like, whoa, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And it involves Kurt Cobain's daughter. Kurt Cobain was the front man for the rock band Nirvana,
right.
Who actually died 20 plus years ago, mm-hmm. back in 1994. He committed suicide. Leaving behind his wife, who was Courtney Love,
mm-hmm.
and a daughter who was only a couple years old, Frances, mm-hmm. Frances Cobain. And the headline that got me was saying that Frances's spouse, Isaiah Silva, who's they're divorcing,
mm-hmm.
was going to get Kurt Cobain's guitar that he famously played on MTV Unplugged,
mm-hmm.
The last public performance that he made. The guitar was a 1959 Martin D18E.
Yeah. Okay.
And of course played in his last public performance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guitar is very, 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 very valuable. I mean, mm-hmm. it's just worth a lot of money given the history that it possesses. And so when I saw that, you know, Isaiah Silva, Francis's ex-spouse,
yes.
is going to get this guitar, I was like, what in the world? Now, how did this end up happening? You know, and it's interesting, Ben, because here we have a congruence of, you know, three different types of law,
mm-hmm.
where we have an estate planning issue,
mm-hmm.
we've got a family law issue,
right.
and we've got kind of gift issues.
Yeah.
So that we're going to go through all three of those, and we're going to get to the bottom of how in the world
Ended up with this guitar.
How in the world this ex-spouse ends up with this, with Kurt Cobain's famous guitar that's worth several million dollars.
Mm.
All right. So let's go back way back when Kurt Cobain died,
mm-hmm.
and talk about what kind of estate plan he had.
Did he have one?
This is a quick one.
Yeah.
He didn't have one.
Yeah.
Yeah. He left behind a suicide note, but no will whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Not even a simple will. No trust. Obviously left behind a minor child.
Mm-hmm.
And so, the heirs of his estate are Courtney Love, who was his spouse at the time,
right.
and Frances Cobain, who's
yeah.
the daughter. So they split everything 50-50. And just keep in mind, because she's a minor child, there would have to be a guardianship
mm-hmm.
put in place, for someone to actually take control and custody of the funds that Frances was supposed to get and
mm-hmm.
manage those up until she turns, legal age of majority,
mm-hmm.
North Carolina, 18. Would be the proper age there. So that is how Kurt Cobain's estate basically got passed out. And, you know, someone looks after the assets up until she turns 18. Once she turns 18, they go straight into her hands, and
mm-hmm.
then she can manage them as she sees fit.
Mm-hmm.
Was
this Washington state law?
This was actually California
law.
Well,
okay.
Seattle for Kurt Cobain, but
right.
then we get into family law, which is going to be the California
okay.
law.
All right.
Family law is pretty interesting in this regard because we talk about separate property versus marital property.
Right.
And here we have an inheritance that was given to Frances prior to her marriage to Mr. Silva.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, the asset would presumably be what we call classify as separate property, and therefore a divorcing spouse would not be entitled
right.
to any of the inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
There's one key exception to that, Ben. Well, two key exceptions in this particular case. One key exception is that if you ever take your inherited property and you commingle it,
mm-hmm.
meaning that you get cash from an inheritance, you put it into a joint account,
mm-hmm.
you've now made that separate property marital property.
Right.
You take that money, you buy a real property, you
mm-hmm.
put your spouse's name on it, you have now converted that separate property to marital property.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
But a guitar?
There you go. All right. No one plans to get divorced. You know, everyone always plans, you know, that everything is going to be hunky-dory fine. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you have inheritance and these issues come up, you know, it's important to maybe take a step back and think about, you know, where you are, you know, with your relationship at the present time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mentioned, too, the normal way is that the way that separate property becomes marital property is by commingling. But another way, and this gets us into our third issue of this particular case,
mm-hmm.
is if the individual says, you gifted me that.
Oh,
you gifted me that guitar. And this is exactly what happened in this particular case, which is Mr. Silva claims that Francis Cobain gave her the guitar as a wedding gift.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. So he says, no. You know, yes, that was your separate property,
mm-hmm.
but you gave it to me. So it's not even yours. It's mine.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, Ben, we're in here talking about whether or not, you know, the gift was actually made, you know, and we've got to go through the elements of a gift.
Probably video of that.
So
giving him the guitar,
you would think,
in a wedding.
so you know, this whole thing was boiled up to, you know, this was going to be a fight.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to have to go before the judge and basically put on evidence. He'd put on his evidence that mm-hmm. there was a gift that was made. She'd put on her evidence showing that no. Why in the world would I ever give you this guitar
mm-hmm.
as part of a you know, wedding gift,
right?
And ultimately, what she decided was, she just said, all the heck with it. You know, you finally, she just gave up and relented and said, no, I'm not going to go do this hearing on this particular matter. You can just keep the guitar, Mr. Silva.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, and again, what sparked my interest in this, how could all this have been avoided,
mm-hmm.
you know, at the end of the day? I mean, you know, we're sitting here in this situation where I'm sure that Kurt Cobain wouldn't want, you know,
obviously never knew.
Never knew.
I mean, his daughter was only two or something when
you know,
he
to end up
died.
with such a special piece of his property. And we get this question, you know, Ben, from time to time, you know, at Harvell and Collins about, well, what if, you know, I give this property to my son or daughter and then they get divorced? What are the spouse's rights to that mm-hmm. particular property?
Well, her even having the guitar mm-hmm. is surprising to me, considering that Courtney Love is a musician too.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know, you know, that all got taken care of during the administration.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's one of those things, Ben, when you're splitting things 50-50 and you're trying to figure out values, you know, things go in one column for Francis and mm-hmm. things are going to go in one column for Courtney
mm-hmm.
and you got to make sure they even themselves out.
Right.
So, you know, you get, song rights to this song, you
right.
get song rights to that song, you know, and, uh-huh. and you know, the estate, ironically, reading, you know, articles, is making, you know, $4 or $5 million a year.
Right.
You know, right. in just rights.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, it's, you know, it's a real big moneymaker for Courtney Love and for Francis Cobain.
Who was her guardian? Was it Courtney?
They appointed someone.
Okay.
It wasn't
wow.
Courtney. They appointed wow. someone. It wasn't clear, but you know, likely a lawyer, mm-hmm. would have been her guardian and would have, you know, managed her assets for her. But you know, getting back to how could this have been avoided, you know, and it starts with step one, Ben,
sure.
which is Kurt needed to get an estate plan. And this is a lesson for a lot of individuals that are out there. You know, Kurt Cobain was 27 years old,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I talk to a lot of my friends all the time, and especially when children are involved, and stress the importance of, look, you need to come see me.
Yeah.
You know, you need to come see me. We need to get this taken care of because it's so important.
Plus, he had already achieved some fame at that point, so.
That's right. It's so important to get those documents prepared, Ben, and make sure that we get the proper trust set up
mm-hmm.
so you have someone who you want managing the assets, you know, for your children in the mm-hmm. event that you were to pass. And also to name a guardian. You know, if we've got a husband and a wife, and let's say something happens to both of them, you know, at one time,
mm-hmm.
you know, we want to name someone in that document who has priority, who's going to be taking care of your minor children.
Right.
So, you know, I do think it's very important, and what Kurt could have done, obviously, in this particular regard, would have been to set up, you know, obviously, I think he would have given Francis's age being only mm-hmm. a couple years old, would have likely wanted to set up a trust. And then her assets would have gone in trust. And then we don't get into this issue about what she gave Ben, because guess what? There's a trustee that was still, she's only 25 years old right now.
Right.
You know, most trusts that we draft, you know, have provisions giving the property slowly over time, 25, 30,
yeah, not,
35.
Not all at 18.
So guess what? You know, that guitar that you quote unquote gave, you didn't have the power to give it because the trustee's the one that would be holding that for you. Now she, you know, she may have the use and the ability to have the guitar, but she didn't have the power to give it to Mr. Silva. So, you know, that would have taken away that element of, you know, hey, look, you gave this to me, wink, wink, nod, nod. Let me go put this thing with Sotheby's and make a few million dollars.
Yeah.
So, you know, I do believe that that was where this whole thing, unfortunately, it fell apart right from the very beginning.
Well, you think about it. You've got just this past week, you've had two very young women that won talent contests, American Idol and The Voice. One was 19, one was 15.
Yes.
And they're going to be coming into some money.
That's right.
There's going to be a lot of money cash flow, but at least, and they need plans.
That's right. They do. Need plans, need managers, need people that are going to do right by them. You know, and I think it's also very important. And you know, just remember that we can, if you've got this situation, this is something that you're thinking about out there and you're concerned about, well, what happens to my estate in the event that I give it to a child who is, you know, has creditor issues or divorces? You know, come see us. Let's talk about it and let's make sure that we get the right plan for you put in place so you don't end up with a situation that seems just so wrong. You know, reading the headline that an individual that Kurt Cobain never met would end up with just a special item such as that guitar.
Yeah. That's fascinating how that would go. Yeah. Just the provenance of that guitar when it comes up for auction, which it will.
Well, and also, you know, you see what it gets into, the he said, she said stuff about gifting is just so difficult to manage. So, and finally, this also gives you a good point, Ben. She just kind of gave up at the end. And why? Because when you get in these litigation type fights, it wears on you and it's expensive.
All right, if you want to find out more, again, you can make their appointment with Harbell & Collins at harbellandcollins.com, A. Foster at harbellandcollins.com, and 726-9050.